Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you on this Thursday. Great to have you with us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We are at the backside of a two-week series on deliverance. It's called Basics of Deliverance by Derek Prince. Really powerful, really important. I remember when I first heard it, changed my life. Today he's going to be talking about how to expel the enemy. So get something to take some notes with, open your Bible if you can, and let's really pay attention to what Derek is about to teach us.
All right, number one, lack of repentance. Okay, there's no guarantee to anybody who is not willing to repent. Number two, lack of desperation. I say deliverance is for the desperate. Summed up in one word, passivity. You find that particularly in people who've been in Oriental cults, because they've encouraged a kind of putting your mind in neutral, you understand? And many times you've got to do something to prod them. See, I want to say again, Christ has given us authority over evil spirits, but not over the human will. You cannot will for the other person. The person has to will for himself. Number three, wrong motives. Scripture I'll give you there is James 4 and verse 3, which says, "You ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your lusts." We are not delivered just to get off the hook, you understand? A lot of people would like to get off the hook. We're delivered in order to serve the Lord. People who come merely to get off the hook do not qualify for deliverance. Number four, you better go down this list and check yourself while we're going through it. Self-centeredness, desire for attention. Some people don't get delivered because they wouldn't be the center of attention any longer. You understand? You find some of the chronic cases of deliverance never want to get delivered, because they are poor, neglected, rejected people. This is the only time they get the center of the stage. One thing you'll notice about all people affected by demons is in some way or other they are self-centered. In fact, self-centeredness is an invitation to demon attention. Sometimes you just have to let the person go and say, "Listen, you've heard enough, you can do it for yourself, and if you don't do it for yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you." Number five, failure to break with the occult, etc. And that includes getting rid of occult objects. Okay? Such as little Buddhas or charms or horseshoes. Anything that savors of superstition is demonic. Moses told Israel, if you bring an accursed thing into your house, you become accursed like the thing. Most Christians need to go through their homes and clean out a lot of rubbish. I make it a principle, I don't want to keep in my house anything that dishonors Jesus Christ or honors Satan. One of the big steps in my life was I had inherited from my grandfather four beautiful tapestry Chinese dragons. Imperial dragons with five claws, not four. And they were beautiful. And they were not actually objects of worship. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought the dragon really is a picture of Satan. I cannot afford to advertise him on the walls of my home. So I took them down, got rid of them. And I would have to say, without any conscious effort on my part, my income doubled from the day I did that. That's a little extra motivation, okay? I was not planning it. I wasn't in need. I didn't have any such motivation in mind, but I just observed. I prospered in a totally new measure once I got the dragons out of my house. All right. Number six, failure to sever evil soulish relationships. Sometimes you have to break some relationships. If they're evil, if they're binding, if they're, I don't know what word, I want to say the word gooey, a kind of sloppy sentimentality that isn't honest.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Jesus said, "In my name they will drive out demons." In the book, Expelling Demons, Derek Prince reveals what the Bible has to say about demons and your authority over them. As you read its pages, you'll benefit from Derek's extensive study of the reality of demons as he shares from his own personal experiences. It's such important information, we want to send you a copy of Expelling Demons, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Jesus drove out demons. So should you. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
All right, number seven, under a curse. Now, we're going to deal with that tonight, so I'm not going to get involved in it now. But some people are under a curse and will not be delivered or healed till the curse is broken. Number eight, failure to confess a specific sin, such as the one obvious example is abortion. Anyone who has procured an abortion deliberately, in God's sight, is guilty of murder. And that has to be confessed specifically as murder. Now, this isn't my decision. I'm not making the rules. Understand? I'm just interpreting them. I've tried to get people delivered. You could get the demon up as far as the throat and it would not come out. Stop and check. I remember a girl of about 16. Her mother had brought her. Eventually I said, "Listen, there's something you're going to have to confess before this will come out." And she eventually confessed. She'd had an abortion. Her mother didn't know about it. The moment she confessed, it came out. And it was so sweet to see the mother and daughter fall in one another's arms and receive one another. But that, in my opinion, is an unvarying principle. Number nine, which is, this is a controversial one, not separated by, guess what? What's the separating ordinance in the New Testament? Baptism, that's right. Water baptism. Remember, Israel were delivered in Egypt by the blood of the Lamb, but they were separated from Egypt by the water of the Red Sea. And it was the water that prevented the Egyptians following them. They could follow as far as the water. People that are not willing to be water baptized, in my opinion, do not qualify to stay free. This is not an option. I'm not dealing with this as a denominational issue. I'm simply stating that's the way it is. If you can get God to agree, fine. But I'm not going to be a party to that agreement. All right, 10. Now, this is a very complicated one. Part of a larger battle requiring corporate action. Some people are what I call Satan's battlefields. And he will not let them go, not because of what they are themselves, but because of what they stand for. I don't have time to go into this. But there are people for whom the whole body has to take responsibility. Give you an example. There was a young man I knew who had Hodgkin's disease. Well, he was part of a fellowship, which when the fellowship flourished, he did fine. He wasn't sick. If anything went wrong with the fellowship spiritually, he began to get sick. And ultimately, Satan got right into the fellowship, split it open and destroyed it, and he died. You understand? His physical condition was an accurate barometer of the spiritual condition of the fellowship he was in. There are people like that. You don't have the choice. All right, one last topic. How to keep your deliverance. Okay, this I usually don't have time to teach on this. Anyhow, number one, make Jesus Lord. Okay? Normally at the end of a deliverance service, I'll tell the people who've been delivered, don't you go out of this auditorium until you've made Jesus Lord of every area of your life. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12? When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest. Then he says, I will return to my house. What does he mean by my house? The person he occupied. And when he comes, he finds it three things: empty, swept, and set in order. What's the problem? No problem with having the house swept. No problem with having the house set in order. What's the problem? Empty, unoccupied. No one else has been allowed to move in. There's only one person strong enough to keep the devil out of your life. You know who that is? Jesus. Every area Jesus occupies is safe, but any area where he is not Lord is unsafe.
I gotta ask the question that Derek asked. Have you made Jesus Christ your Lord? Is he living in your heart? Have you asked him to save you? Have you asked him to completely transform you? Have you repented of your sins and given your life to Jesus? That's the beginning of victory. And there's no deliverance without being in Jesus Christ and him being in you. Hey, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.